All right. Good afternoon. The time is 5:05 p.m. Oh, sorry, I'm on the East Coast. The time is 2:05 p.m. on October 12th, 2022, and I call this meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychologists Examiners to order. This meeting is video hosted using Zoom. The public and parties on this agenda have been properly noticed of this fact and have been supplied with meeting access instructions. Continuing education credit will not be granted for attending this meeting. Ms. Poe, would you please do a roll call?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Davis Wilson. Dr. Davey.
Present.
Dr. Catarino. Mr. Dinar. Dr. Medina.
Present.
Dr. Meyer.
Present.
Dr. Malott. Ms. Shreve.
Present.
Dr. Stewart.
Present.
Mr. Wynn.
Present.
Thank you. We have a quorum.
Thank you. As a note, the board may vote to go into executive session on any item on the agenda, pursuant of ARS 38431.0382, to review confidential records, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is confidential by state or federal law, and or ARS 38431.0383 to receive confidential legal advice from the board's attorney. We will now move on to agenda item 3, discussion, consideration, and possible action pertaining to Austin McCall's CID and her possible noncompliance with the consent agreement and order for complaint number 2047, including but not limited to the possible summary suspension of her license to practice psychology, referral to formal hearing, or other administrative remedies available to this board. Given recently received information, the board will review and make a determination relative to the status of Dr. McCall's compliance with terms to her probation and monitoring, and may take additional decisions and may make additional decisions based on the records and the findings. Ms. Michelson, I will ask that you please provide the board an update and a summary of this matter.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Much of my summary and public session here will be very brief, as this matter mostly consists of confidential health information. To recap, since September of 2020, Dr. McCall has been subject to a board order in which her license is on probation for a period of 5 years, and she is subject to various terms of monitoring to include drug and alcohol screening, which is overseen by Dr. Monica Faria, addiction psychiatrist. Dr. McCall's case is before the board today for a special meeting for purposes of reviewing information that board staff has very recently received, specifically test results, that may be a violation of her board order. The order states that a positive drug screen result for alcohol, any illegal substance, including marijuana, or a substance for which respondent does not have a current and valid prescription is a violation of this order and may result in the summary suspension, or revocation of the respondent's license. The board will determine if emergency action is necessary to protect the public health, safety, and welfare of Arizonians, or if any other administrative options should be exercised. As a reminder, the board may wish to meet in executive session for the purposes of seeking legal advice from Ms. Galvin or to discuss confidential health information with Dr. McCall. We also have present here today at our request is Dr. Eric Watt, addiction psychiatrist, who Dr. McCall had recently undergone an evaluation with for the purposes of seeking early termination of her probation as outlined in her order. I do want to note that I did reach out to Dr. Faria, her monitor, requesting her attendance today, but I have not heard back, so I do not know if she is present with us here. This concludes my summary. Please let me know if there are any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Michelson. Do board members have any questions at this particular point for Ms. Michelson? All right, hearing none. Dr. McCall, are you present and are you represented by counsel? Let's say yes. Tammy's or Ms. Thibodeau's unmuting herself.
Yes.
All right, do either of you wish to make a brief statement?
No, I'd like to reserve my time till the end, and when we're in executive session, I would think.
Ms. McCall, is that same for you? No statement at this time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll reserve that for if and when we end up in an executive session. Ms. Galvin, Ms. Pakanon, are we okay to move on to Dr. Eric Lott at this point, or should we? What's the recommendation in terms of moving forward, given probably where this discussion is going? In terms of, should we just go to executive session and have the comments?
That would be up to the board, but certainly if you have questions of Dr. Lott regarding the evaluation or test results, then executive session would be appropriate.
Yeah. So it seems to me even we're going to move forward, we need to move to executive session for the purpose of receiving what would be protected medical information regarding Ms. McCall. So I'll make
and that legal advice if you need it. Legal.
Would be if we need that. That'll be my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, can I make a motion? There we go. We had a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Whoever's got the magic wand, will you move board members? And I guess at this point, Dr. Eric Lott over with us, and then Dr. McCall and her counsel.
Correct. Yes, I will go ahead and move you all in there. Give me just a moment.
Ms. Galvin, not Dr. Medina, though, correct?
No, Dr. Medina, yes.
Yes?
Yes, she would come. Dr. Medina, yes.
Okay, very good. Sorry, I almost missed her. Thank you. Open session.
Dr. Davey, if I may, just briefly for the public, that was a long executive session. We did have about a 10-minute recess during that time because we lost connection with one of the board members and they had to reconnect. So I wanted to let you know that a break did occur. We ended one portion of the executive session regarding protected health information, stayed in executive session for legal advice, and now we are back in open session.
Okay, thank you. We're now, just continue with Ms. Galvin. Yes, we are now back in open session. Board members, is there any further discussion now that we're back? Looks as if there is none. All right, so if there's no discussion or deliberation, is there a motion on the table that a board member would like to put forward?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Based on the information and evidence presented to the board today and as set forth in the interim findings of fact and interim conclusions of law, I move that the board adopt the interim findings of fact and conclusions of law and find that it's necessary to take emergency action to protect the public health, safety, and welfare.
Second.
I have a first, I have a second by Dr. Stewart. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I believe we're going to need a roll call for that. Correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Davey?
Yes.
Dr. Medina?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Dr. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
Vote is unanimous. Motion carries.
I'd like to make a second motion.
Yes, Mr. Nguyen.
Given the board's finding that the interim findings of fact and interim conclusions of law require emergency action in order to protect the public health, safety, or welfare, I move that the board summarily suspend the license of Dr. Austin McCall, license number 5199, effective upon the service of the order, and move that the executive director refer this matter to formal hearing.
Second.
Thank you. We have a second from Dr. Stewart. Thank you, Mr. Nguyen. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. Ms. Poe, can we have a roll call again, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Davey?
Yes.
Dr. Medina?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Dr. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
Vote is unanimous. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Is it fair to say, Ms. Galvin, that board staff and you will be in touch with Ms. Thibodeau and Ms. McCall with regard to next steps?
That's correct. The order of summary suspension, the interim findings should go out probably today or in the morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Thank you for that. And then with that, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. With that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, board members. Thank you, Ms. Dr. McCall. Thank you, Ms. Thibodeau.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ms. Galvin.